With your 10 a.m. headlines, in local news, the Queensland government is being urged to consider harsher penalties for people found guilty of killing or injuring a pet. This comes after a petition launched after a German Shepherd died in the back of a car in Brisbane last year in a case that caused public outrage. Nathan McGowan, 43, left his dog Arnie locked in the back of his car during a drug-fueled brothel binge in November last year. He was sentenced to 240 hours of community service and had no conviction recorded. For many Queenslanders, that outcome has felt deeply inadequate, says Labor MP Jonty Bush. She used a speech to Parliament on Thursday evening to push the Crisafulli government to consider the group's proposal. The petition calls for the introduction of Arnie's law to strengthen protections for pets, increase penalties for offenders, and recognise companion animals as sentient beings, not property.
More in local news, Robbie Catter of the Catter's Australian Party has put forward a motion to pass a law to make burning the Australian flag illegal, resulting in jail time. The law entails anyone burning the Australian flag in public or any flag that includes the Union Jack, Southern Cross or Commonwealth Star to face 6 months in jail. Robbie Catter, son of Senator Bob Catter, states, quote, "You can criticise the government, you can disagree with the direction of the country, but burning the Australian flag in public crosses that line. That flag represents our people, our freedoms, and every Australian who has ever stood under to serve it. This law would see that those found guilty would receive a maximum of 40 units penalty or 6 months imprisonment." In national news, alcohol currently accounts for 41% of all addiction treatment episodes nationally, and 60% of drug-related hospitalizations, according to the National Wastewater Monitoring Program run by the Australian Health and Wellness Institute. With these harrowing statistics, they confirm alcohol remains as Australia's leading addiction, often acting as a gateway to other addictions such as sedatives, cocaine, and gambling addictions. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare prompts renewed calls from experts for more awareness of treatment, with the first step of seeking support is speaking to your GP, psychologist, or local community health service. The AIHW also promotes, quote, "removing triggers and using evidence-based methods to break harmful cycles."
In other national news talking about gambling, in 2023, a report into gambling, known as the Murphy Report, made multiple recommendations in order to solve the gambling problem in Australia, including, quote, "phased comprehensive bans on all gambling advertising on media that leaves no room for circumvention." Now, almost 3 years later, Anthony Albanese announced at the National Press Club in Canberra that he was implementing several restrictions to, quote, "minimise children's exposure to gambling harm." He also stated that we're still letting the adults have a punt if they want to, but also making sure Australian children don't see betting ads everywhere they look. The government are aiming to enforce these changes from January 1st, 2027. Despite the Murphy's Report's recommendations, there's no comprehensive ban on gambling advertising, which allows the industry to retain significant freedom to continue promoting its product. According to John O'Seal from The Conversation, the most fundamental problem with partial recognition is that industries adapt. And in international news, after activists convinced Rio Tinto to fund the Pangua Mine Legacy Impact Assessment in 2021, Indigenous community leader Thea Anila Roka Matbob won the Island Nations category for the 2026 Goldman Environmental Prize. The Pangua Mine was one of the world's largest copper and gold mines, and although it was closed 3 decades ago, the assessment confirmed that there was vast amounts of water and a crumbling infrastructure that infringed on the Indigenous people of the area's right to water, education, and culture. Human Rights Law Centre's legal director, Karen Adams, said that Theolina's tireless advocacy shows what is possible when people act with courage, determination, and vision. Theolina Matbob collected the award on Monday, saying, "This is a struggle for justice that I have taken up so that my children and next generation of people in Bougainville, Papua New Guinea can hopefully inherit a better world so that one of the many of us have grown up with."
For your weather today, there is a 50% chance of rain and showers. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 4.7, predicted to reach 6.2, which is in the high band. That's all of your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.